Very important information from Winky Madad as it relates to the Christian influence and impact and involvement in the moving of the United States Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Right now, though, we're going to stay in Jerusalem, and we're going to be talking with the man who heads up the team called Palestinian Media Watch. Their web address, palwatch.org. You need to go there. You need to be able to receive their alerts that come out, so sign up for them. That's palwatch.org. That's palwatch, one word. Itamar Marcus is the man who heads up that team, and they do monitor all the time the electronic media and the print media of the Palestinian people. And in light of that, Itamar, I want to talk to you about the campaign that's been going on now for about 6 weeks there at the Gaza-Israeli border, and the Palestinian people doing what they could to propagate the fact that they are not where they want to be. They would like to return to their ancestral homeland. I don't know where they ever had an ancestral homeland. We'll talk to you about that. And then this week they had Nakba, the catastrophe, which they commemorate. This is the 70th year they've done that. In 1948, on May the 14th, Ben-Gurion announced to the world a Jewish state, and then the next day, Catastrophe Day, as far as the Palestinian people are concerned. In result of that campaign, that March of Return for the Palestinians. I know that during Nakba Day, there were about 50 of the Palestinian people that were killed, but I understand almost all of those were Palestinian terrorists. How can you update us on this border situation?
Well, there are two things. First of all, the motivation, and why were all these people being sent to the fence? And the second thing is, who are the people who were killed? So first of all, the masses of people who were sent there were sent by the Hamas in order literally to be killed, in order to be killed. And when I say this, this is not only Palestinian Media Watch's conclusion. These were the words of a senior Palestinian Authority leader. His name is Mahmoud Al-Abbas, and he appeared on Palestinian television. And he criticized Hamas. He said, why are you sending people out just so you can come to the world and say that you're heroes? You're sending them out to be killed. You're telling the Palestinian people, go out and be killed so we Palestinian, we Hamas can be heroes. And the person saying this is one of the top Palestinian Authority leaders, an advisor to Mahmoud Abbas. So first of all, motivation. Hamas knows that they can't conquer Israel. Well, they want to delegitimize Israel, so they're sending people out literally to be cannon fodder, to be killed, that Hamas can then go and run to the world and say, oh my, look, Israelis are killing all of our people. Now, the second thing that's important to note is that Israel has been very careful about using its firepower. Israel could have, with tens of thousands of people trying to breach the fence between the two areas, there could have been many more killed. And Israel, in the end, killed 61 people. Now, Hamas has already admitted that 50 of them, on television yesterday, their spokesman said this, 50 of them were actually Hamas members, meaning they were terrorists. And the Islamic Jihad said 3 of their people were killed. So that we know at least 53 of the 61 who were killed were Hamas terrorists or Islamic Jihad terrorists. So we're telling us that Israel is actually being very, very careful, and it's the Hamas and their terrorists who are trying to breach it, who are trying to shoot, who are trying to set bombs. These are the people who are responsible, and these are the people who have been killed. Now, the world is being given a completely different picture by the media there, who is trying to present this as a massacre. So they're focusing on individuals without focusing on what their identity is. They're focusing on numbers, but not an identity. They're not telling you this was a terrorist who had a gun, or this was a terrorist who had a bomb. They're just telling you this is a dead body killed by Israel.
Yes, very interesting how the world media is buying into this subterfuge that is taking place. Well, on last Tuesday, it was Nakba Day. For our listeners who may not yet understand what Nakba means, talk about it, tell us what it means, and then what is its history?
So when Israel was created in 1948, the UN had decided to have the Arabs have half the land, actually more than half the land, and Israel would get a small portion of the land for its state, and the Arabs would have their own state. The Arabs rejected this. They wanted Israel to be completely destroyed. They went to war, and in that subsequent war, not only did they actually lose even more land to Israel, but some 750,000 local Arabs left Israel. The overwhelming majority left on their own. Small numbers might have been from particular areas that were sensitive militarily. People were sent out of their homes. In any case, that exodus of all of those people, plus the loss of the war, the Palestinians call a Nakba, which in English can be translated a catastrophe. And they celebrate that every year as the most important day on the calendar for them. The day that Israel was created was the day that they decide to mourning Israel's creation.
Well, I understand, if I understand what you're saying, and from other information as well, that the Palestinians were actually forced to go to the protest, and most of them were terrorists. Is that pretty much on target?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Hamas put buses in the cities to bring everybody with the buses to the front lines there. The ones who were just minding their own business, some of the tens of thousands who were just minding their own business at a proper distance from the fence, they were safe. It was the ones who were the terrorists who tried to breach the fence, who tried to lay bombs at the fence, or actually some of them had rifles and were shooting at Israelis. Those are the ones primarily who were killed, like I said, at least 53 of them.
They're talking about the fact that they want to return to their ancestral homeland. Just touch on that for a moment, but what's the plan now? The campaign has been completed. The embassy has been moved, U.S. Embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. They've celebrated their 70th birthday, the Israelis have. So for the Palestinians, for in particular Hamas, what would be the plan now? Do you think they'll settle down, or how is it going to go?
Well, I'll tell you, based on what we're seeing today in the press, a lot of the Palestinian leaders are actually furious with what Hamas had done. And there was an article that we just read a few minutes ago that we just translated. And it's a Fatah leader in the Gaza Strip, and he's saying this has to stop. And he also complained, he said, why are the Hamas leadership in the tents, way away from the front lines, and they're sending all the other people, the women and the children, to the front lines? He said, this is no way to behave. So there's starting to be Palestinian opposition to this that's actually being printed in the papers and even from people in Gaza. I think that the people have probably had it with the Hamas. I'm hoping they have, and hopefully that it'll calm down, even if the Hamas wants it to be more problematic.
You said they were sending the women and the children to the front line. What about the educational system there in the Gaza Strip? Are they educating the children along these lines that this is our land, we're going to take it, we're going to destroy Israel?
Absolutely, and it's not just the Gaza Strip, and it's the Palestinian Authority. All the children in Judea Samaria, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip all use the same school books. And we are studying those school books, and those school books have one map. I say one map. They have over, the newest school books that came out this year have over 80 maps, and every one of them is without a state of Israel. Every one of them marks all of the land of Israel as Palestine. So children are brought up to see in a world in which Israel doesn't exist, a world in which Israel will not exist. And so that's a constant message from them. They get it from the activities like we're seeing in this now, when they get it in the school system. One of the reasons that they're willing to go out and be so active in activities like this is because they've been brainwashed in the school system to believe that they are going to eventually replace Israel with a state of Palestine.
You know, I just received your alert from palwatch.org, and Itamar, you had an article about the real truth behind the Palestinian refugee problem. This is what they're trying to illuminate to the rest of the world, but what is the real truth behind that refugee problem?
Yes, this is a very important report that we just released. The Palestinians have been telling the whole world that Israel expelled 750,000 Palestinians, and therefore we have to accept them into Israel today. What this video shows, we put together 13 testimonies of refugees themselves as well as Palestinian leaders. And the common denominator between all of them is that the Arabs left on their own under instructions primarily from the Palestinian, from the Arab leadership. One of them complained that the Arab armies forced them to leave. One of them described how he left Jaffa. He said the leadership sent cars with megaphones in the streets telling everybody to leave Jaffa. And they also explained the reasoning. One of them said the armies wanted us to leave so that the Arab armies could come in and liquidate or exterminate the Jewish people and the Jewish state. So the Arabs left to enable possibly mass bombardments, mass attacks, liquidation of the Jewish population, and that's what they were planning. So their leaving their homes was a tactical activity. And who's saying this? The refugees themselves are saying this. That's why this video is so important. And I urge all of your listeners to go to our website, palwatch.org, and click on that video so that you can see one refugee after another, all of them putting the blame on the Arabs, so that when people come to you and say, well, Israel expelled the refugees, you say, no, that's not what the refugees themselves are saying. They're putting the blame on the Arab leadership.
Well, let me just remind everybody, and I encourage all of you to go to palwatch.org, first of all, to watch that video that's just been produced by Itamar and his team, but secondly, to sign up for that alert so you can stay on top of what really the Palestinian media is saying. Itamar, a very great service that you have for us here on Prophecy Today, but really we're just a small part of the rest of the world who needs to know this information. Thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.